Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include recent Falun Gong events in Europe, Falun Dafa display in India, 18 years of persecution is too long, introducing Falun Gong at Woodstock Festival, Poland, Philadelphia, Delaware County Daily Times publishes letter to editor about organ harvesting, Changchun city man tortured for 13 years in prison for printing Falun Gong materials. And Chicago, parade helps residents and tourists learn about Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Recent Falun Gong events in Europe. Europe in the summertime attracts tourists from all around the world. Falun Gong practitioners have held a series of activities to inform the public about the Chinese self-improvement practice and its persecution in China. This report covers seven events in Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Turkey. Zurich, Switzerland. On August 5th, practitioners set up a booth in Bellevue Platz Square in Zurich demonstrating the exercises and raising public awareness of China's state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for their organs. Many people signed a petition condemning the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Stockholm, Sweden. The Zhenshan Ren Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibition was on display at the well-known Gallery Cupido in Stockholm on July 18th through August 5th. Tourists from 54 countries, including mainland China, viewed the paintings by artists who practice Falun Gong. Many Chinese visitors learned about Falun Gong and the persecution, information that is heavily censored in their home country. Stromstad, Sweden. Practitioners held a day-long event on August 5th in Stromstad, a city located between Gothenburg and Oslo. Many locals were interested in learning the exercises. An elderly woman wondered if joining the group exercises would help her sit in the full lotus position for meditation. She wanted practitioners to set up a local exercise site. Helsinki, Finland. A similar event was held in Helsinki last weekend. Tourists and local residents learned the exercises at the practitioner's booth and signed the petition to condemn the persecution in China. Deventer, the Netherlands. Practitioners introduced Falun Gong and its guiding principles to the attendees of the largest book fair in the Netherlands on Sunday. 130,000 people from all over the country came to the book fair in Deventer. Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish practitioners held a candlelight vigil in front of the Chinese embassy in Istanbul on July 20th, protesting the 18-year persecution and commemorating those who have lost their lives under the Chinese Communist Party's campaign to eradicate Falun Gong.
Falun Dafa display in India. 18 years of persecution is too long. In Ladakh, the northernmost part of India, at an altitude of 11,480 feet in the Himalayas, two Falun Dafa practitioners set up a display on July 23rd to raise awareness of the 18-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Their poster read, 18 years of persecution is too long. On the main street in Leh, the largest city in Ladakh, the practitioners started early in the morning to arrange various posters and banners. They had with them flyers in more than 30 languages. They were supported by the owners of a local guest house and surrounding shopkeepers. The practitioners had hardly set up everything when a local policeman walked up to sign a petition addressed to the United Nations to help stop the killing of practitioners for their organs in China. This occurrence was likely due to the efforts of a practitioner who had visited courts and police stations for years to distribute informational materials about the atrocities happening in China. As with displays in previous years, travelers of all ages from Ladakh and Kashmir, other parts of India, and even other places in the world responded heartily to the materials showing the beauty of Falun Dafa. They were deeply moved by the banners explaining the persecution and found it difficult to believe that these atrocities were still happening today. Many followed the banner to sign the petition without being asked. Many residents were grateful and happy to see again a Falun Dafa display in their city after a break of 2 summers. They also hope to see more displays in the weeks to come. Many of them thanked the practitioners, wished them good luck, and gave them words of encouragement.
Introducing Falun Gong at Woodstock Festival, Poland. Practitioners in Poland introduced the traditional spiritual discipline of Falun Gong during Woodstock Festival, Poland, the largest outdoor music festival in Europe. The festival attracts hundreds of thousands of people each year. This was the second year that Falun Gong practitioners took part in the festival, having first had a booth there in 2016. On August 3rd through the 5th, 2017, practitioners from Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and the UK visited Kustrin, where the festival is held, to introduce Falun Gong. Young people from all around the world became interested and learned the exercises. Many people learned all five exercise sets. Word spread, and friends and families also stopped by the booth to learn Falun Gong. Some people came to learn for all 3 days of the festival. Many left their contact information and wanted to buy a copy of Juan Falun. Everyone who visited the Falun Gong booth found the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong to be disturbing and unacceptable. They lined up to sign a petition calling for an end to the atrocities. Many people felt great benefits from learning the Falun Gong exercises. Dominica said, "The Falun Gong exercise gave me a positive experience. I can feel a strong but peaceful energy." Wojtek said, "Doing the exercises made me feel comfortable and it was very gratifying. Its beneficial effects is so obvious. Falun Gong is great." Arkadiusz joined others to learn Falun Gong. After doing the first exercise to the exercise music, he said, "It's a wonderful exercise. My body, my breath, and my spirit melted into one. I will definitely continue doing this." Young people from cities and towns throughout Poland left their contact information, hoping to learn Falun Gong. Those from other European countries also took introductory materials and said they planned to learn more online.
Philadelphia, Delaware County Daily Times publishes letter to editor about organ harvesting. The Delaware County Daily Times posted a letter to the editor titled, "Letter to the Editor, China is Committing Unspeakable Acts Behind Closed Doors," from several doctors on August 4, 2017. The authors included four doctors from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. The letter addressed the long history of state-sanctioned live organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China. China's communist regime has conducted a brutal persecution of Falun Gong since July 20, 1999. Many practitioners have died in the persecution due to police violence, and hundreds of thousands of practitioners were imprisoned in attempts to force them to renounce their beliefs. In the campaign against the innocent practitioners, the CCP's military, judicial system, police, and medical professionals collude to conduct live organ harvesting for illicit profits. The letter started with the Nuremberg trial. August 20th marks the 70th anniversary of the doctor's trial in Nuremberg. How far have we come since then? Some excerpts from the letter include, "The medical crimes witnessed in the Holocaust were so egregious that many were convinced that, with firm ethical principles and legal stipulations in place, particularly those detailed in the subsequent Nuremberg Code, no such events, particularly on such a large scale, would ever occur again." The letter continued, "Yet today, despite the presence of internationally recognized standards, we are unfortunately reminded of how a non-transparent, unaccountable system, overseen by a powerful government, can result in horribly destructive results. For over 15 years, the Chinese government has been directing physicians to forcibly harvest vital organs on demand from living Falun Gong practitioners while they are in detention. These peaceful individuals are, like European Jews were decades earlier, considered expendable and even dangerous. After all, with 70 million people in China practicing truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, central tenets of the Falun Gong practice, how can the government depend on compliance by the populace to move forward its agenda of misinformation, corruption, and intolerance?" The doctor's call for action reads, "If we want to preserve the spirit of the doctor's trial, We must not wait for China to provide transparency, but instead insist on it. This is both our responsibility as human beings and a moral imperative for those of us working in the medical field. Furthermore, we must protect the good intentions of those governments and medical bodies who have worked tirelessly to ensure that ethical treatment is practiced around the globe. This is the time to say to our elected officials and leaders in the transplantation and medical community, never again. Never again shall we witness such brutality by any government body. Never again shall we stand idly by, while those who were trained to heal are instead committing acts of genocide.
Changchun City men tortured for 13 years in prison for printing Falun Gong materials. Since the persecution of Falun Gong began in July 1999, Mr. Yang Feng has been imprisoned and tortured many times by the communist regime for his faith in this spiritual discipline. He was last imprisoned for 13 years. Mr. Yang from Changchun City in Jilin Province started practicing Falun Gong in August 1996. Before that, he had many illnesses, including cirrhosis of the liver, herniated disc, and asthma. However, he recovered from his illnesses within a month of learning Falun Gong. Imprisoned and tortured for 13 years. Mr. Yang was arrested in February 6, 2001 for printing Falun Gong informational materials. Several police officers, including the head of the No. 1 Division in the Changchun Police Department, a section head, and other officers tortured him during the interrogation. They beat his head with a belt and strapped him to a tiger bench torture device, cuffing his hand and feet. In the frigid winter, they removed all his clothes, left the window wide open, and poured cold water over him. They also shocked his neck with electric batons. He was held in Tibet Detention Center for 1 year and 4 months before being sentenced by the Nanguan District Court to 13 years in prison. Mr. Yang was taken to Jilin Prison in March 2002. Four inmates were assigned to take turns monitoring Mr. Yang at all times. Mr. Yang was put on the deathbed torture device for 1 week. He was forced to sit on a small stool for long periods of time and was not allowed to have contact with anyone. He was transferred to the Tibet prison in March 2005, where he was held for 1 year. He was then taken to the Gong Zhuling prison in March 2006. Mr. Yang was released on February 7, 2014. Mr. Yang's wife had divorced him in 2004 while he was in Jilin prison because she was unable to withstand the enormous pressure and harassment from the authorities. His mother had passed away around the 2013 Chinese New Year. The persecution also led to a huge economic loss for Mr. Yang. His home had been ransacked many times by the police. Several laptop computers, printers, and cash was confiscated and never returned. Mr. Yang used to work for a power company and earned a relatively large annual salary, but he was fired after the persecution started.
Chicago. Parade helps residents and tourists learn about Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners in the Midwestern U.S. held a parade in Chicago's Chinatown on August 5th to introduce the meditation practice to the public and call for help in stopping the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong by the communist regime in China. The march consisted of three sections: the benefits of Falun Gong, stopping the suppression in China, and encouraging Chinese citizens to quit the Chinese Communist Party. Led by banners reading, "Falun Dafa is good," the first section of the march included a drum team, young women dressed as heavenly maidens, and practitioners demonstrating the Falun Gong exercises on a float. They were followed by the section for helping to stop the persecution in China, in which practitioners in white carried photos of practitioners who have died as a result of torture in China for refusing to renounce their faith. Others held signs calling to stop the brutality in China, especially the state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for their organs. The last section explained the crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party and its persecution of Falun Gong, and encouraged Chinese citizens to withdraw their memberships in the party and its youth organizations. Along the parade route, through Wentworth Avenue and Sumac Road in the center of Chinatown, local residents and tourists took pictures, waved to practitioners, and gave the thumbs up. Spectator Mr. Chu said he liked the march very much. He said, "After the Communist Party took power, I fled from Guangdong Province to Hong Kong in the 1950s and came to the United States in the 1970s. He said he knows the Chinese Communist Party very well. If I thought the party had hope, I would not have left China," he said. Mr. Liu, who came from mainland China 25 years ago, said, "Falun Gong practitioners are innocent. They just want to have better health and be good citizens. I think the persecution should stop. After all, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance is good for society." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.